Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, in the first two quarters of our show, we talked about one of my two favorite offseason topics when talking college football, and that was recruiting. Now we're going to talk about my other favorite topic. We're going to talk point spreads and placing bets and gambling. There's no better topic during the offseason. We've had very recently, in the last week or so, we've had the betting houses set some lines. DraftKings has given us some spreads on all the Penn State games. We thank our buddies over at DraftKings for that. They've set over-unders on number of wins for teams. Let's start with that one. What the heck, Dustin? Let's go for the big one. Penn State's over-under for wins has been set at 9. Which way you going, buddy?
Boy, as I looked at this from a game-by-game perspective, that 9 really is a number that puts people in that middle ground, which is exactly what they want. If I were choosing right now today, I would 100% go with under 9 rather than over 9. I think the most likely outcome is that they land directly on 9 in the regular season. But, you know, looking at all the different levels of threat on this schedule and all the different variables, you know, for Penn State season and what they need to go right and what they need to acclimate to, I think 8 wins is a whole lot more likely than 10 wins is.
So let me just wrap up your thoughts here, Dustin. You're a Penn State hater. There's no way they could win more than 9 games. You think they're going to have a losing season this year?
I think 1-11 is the most likely outcome, Jim. Just to further your opinion on my thinking, you know. Now it's going to be really difficult because I'm obviously saying that, and I've obviously said in the past that Sean Clifford is Joe Burrow, and he's going to be Joe Burrow this year. So it's like, how do they only get one win? Well, we're going to go game by game. I'm going to tell you exactly how.
All right. Well, you and I, we were talking about this off the air again. It's one of our favorite topics. And the way I put it, Dustin, is most years I go into a season and I'll pick out maybe 3 games that I think is possible for Penn State to lose. This year, I could actually see 6 different games where they could potentially lose. That's a lot, and it's very different than most seasons, Dustin. So it's going to be an interesting season, and I'm with you. It would be really tough to bet the over on that 9 wins. Let's get at it, though. Let's look at this game by game and both who you think will win each game and which way you would bet on the spread. A lot of talk already. First game is Penn State in Madison against Wisconsin. Wisconsin brings back a lot of starters. We know who they are. We know they're tough every year. Game one, Dustin, what's going to happen?
Well, I think, you know, athletically and speed-wise, not to discount what Wisconsin does, but Penn State has some edges there, just an overall roster talent. That's never really been Wisconsin's thing, and it gives Penn State a fighting chance, I think, and it should make this game really interesting. The two things that I think concern me, in addition to the fact that Penn State's going on the road week one, is that identity. That's an area that is in Wisconsin's favor, and physicality is another area. The odds of Wisconsin being able to dictate the tone of this game because they're more secure in their identity and that their identity, they're ready to punch you in the mouth from week one. There's no growing into anything. And Penn State's got some stuff to grow into. I know that they have spring practice this year and they didn't have spring practice last year. They do have a new offensive coordinator. They did have, you know, the luxury, quote unquote, of being able to build into this offense in the spring. But, you know, you have to be ready to play right away. And I think that Penn State's athleticism and speed will give them a chance. I do see this as kind of like a 21-20 or 24-22 kind of game. I think it's going to be really tight either way. I'm going with a Wisconsin win in a tight matchup Right now, DraftKings has this line set at 3.5. Wisconsin giving 3.5. I think Penn State covers that, but it's hard to predict a Penn State win because there's still so much we don't know about Penn State where that the opposite is true of Wisconsin. And, you know, Penn State, you might want to say, hey, they're driven, they're motivated, they're hungry, they're eager. Well, guess what? Wisconsin's got the same thing going for them because they had a train wreck of a season, including canceled games last year. Both of these teams are going to be excited to be on the football field.
The other part to this, Dustin, is starting the season with a Big Ten game on the road. That's what they did last year against Indiana and lost the game. And a lot of folks think that's what set the tone for the rest of the season, set the tone for that 0-5 start. I think a lot of Penn State fans are scared of this game, and rightfully so. Let's take a look at game two. First home game with a crowd at Penn State in a long time, and that's going to be against Ball State. Penn State has been set by DraftKings as a 20.5-point favorite. That might be a little bit high on the spread there, Dusty.
It is to beat this team by 3 touchdowns, a team that went 7-1 last year, that brings a lot back. Talk about being secure in their identity. They've got some limitations, but this strikes me as a game that the first half of it is not going to be what the Beaver Stadium crowd wants. I think Penn State ultimately has too much, and they if they play 30 solid minutes of football, whether that's the first half or the second half, that should be enough to win. Covering 3 touchdowns, I would pick Ball State to cover this point spread because I do think, you know, whether they're reeling a little bit, whether they're beat up from a trip to Madison in week one, whether there's emotional energy, whatever the case might be, Ball State is not a bad football team. They do have some areas of weakness, it seems. I don't think they're really going to be the most explosive offense, really good offense, but they're not going to be able to keep pace if you put up some big plays. I think eventually over the course of 60 minutes, Penn State's going to get some big plays, whether that's in the passing game, running game, or maybe even the return game too, and those big plays will lift them to victory. But I would pick them to win by more like 14 than 20.5.
And Penn State defense always seems to have that tendency to let teams in, stay in the game for the first half, and then they clamp down on the second half, allow the offense to get some of their big plays. I think that's a good call on that one, Dustin. The next game, this one's really fascinating. I love when Penn State brings a different kind of team in to town, not that MAC team, you know, the Ball States and Villanovas and that type of team, but an actual genuine team from a Power 5 conference, and that's going to be Auburn. And Penn State is set as a 7.5-point favorite. I was a little bit surprised by that being bigger than a touchdown, Dustin.
Yeah, it's an interesting line, and I think it's a testament to the fact that both Penn State and Auburn have some significant questions to answer. The fact that Auburn comes in, I think home juice is going to be a big deal in this game. I think that, you know, Auburn is reestablishing under a new coach. I think they've got questions when it comes to their playmakers. They've got, you know, I'm frankly really surprised that Bo Nix hasn't turned into more over the course of his Auburn career. Now he's going to be in a legitimate battle with TJ Finley, who Penn State really wanted him from LSU. I think Bo Nix is the quarterback in week three here, but I don't know that it's got the same look and feel as Sean Clifford at Penn State, that they're going to be content, but not much more than content with Bo Nix as their quarterback. Young wide receivers, they're rebuilding that group. They got new coaches all over the place, new coordinators on both sides of the ball. Both programs have a lot of moving parts. Penn State with that home crowd, 7.5 is a monster line, though. And I suspect between now and week three, that line's going to come down some. But for now, I mean, I think Penn State will struggle to cover that line. But I do think that home crowd, that night atmosphere, whether it's a formal recognized whiteout or not, I think that's going to be enough to separate two teams that have really comparable issues.
I really hope they do make that the whiteout. I think it'd be a lot of fun in early in the season. It's not their first home game back. That would be the Ball State, but it's their first big game. making that a whiteout, and I think that could even help the effort. You talked about that spread moving some. Don't you think what happens at Wisconsin will shed a lot of light on how this spread moves?
I mean, that's going to dictate the viewpoint on Penn State in all kinds of ways. They win that, they go on the road, they win that game, they're 1-0. They're going to be, what do you think, a top 12 team probably at that point in time if they beat Wisconsin on the road. So yeah, I think all the sportsbooks' viewpoint on Penn State hangs in the balance for week one there.
All right, next up, Villanova and a 29-point spread there, Dusty.
The feeling to me for this game is that, you know, Villanova, they played in the spring. They played four games. I think they went 2-2. They showed that they can move the ball. I don't know what any of that means. I don't really subscribe to, like, they played in the spring, so they're not going to be ready in the fall kind of thing. They played four games against FCS teams. So, but what jumps out to me is that Penn State's going to have to work their butts off in weeks 1-3. They're going to have an opportunity at home to try to blow somebody's doors off, and I think they're going to take that opportunity. I would pick them to cover that 29-point spread against Villanova. I know that Villanova brings something to the table here, but they're going to be hungry to show what they're made of and to do it against a team that's overmatched, and I think they're going to look forward to that.
Did you not give us the pick against the spread, Auburn, or was I just not paying attention, Dusty?
I kind of beat around the bush a little bit. I think I'm picking Penn State to win, Auburn to cover 7.5, but I think that 7.5 is going to come down.
Okay. So that the first three games, you have the game, the favorite winning, the underdog covering. Can we real quickly get Indiana in here? Revenge game for Penn State, 6.5-point favorite at home.
I like that they're at home. I like them. I like the revenge angle. I thought that Penn State was a not a complete football team at all and should have beaten Indiana on the road last year. That was a best-case scenario kind of season for Indiana, a worst-case scenario for Penn State. I got them winning and covering 6.5 in this one.
I think that's a good call there, Dusty, because I don't know if Indiana didn't. They played over their head, or was last season an indicator of what's to come for them. I do think they're better than that team that Penn State beat up year after year after year, but I'm not sure they're the team that they looked like a year ago. I do think Penn State will be the better team in this one. The revenge factor, yes. Having them at home, yes. I think that all points to a Penn State win with that one. All right, Dustin, we still have a lot of games to go. We're going to hit those in quarter number four. Stay tuned.
Hey y'all, it's Blake Shelton here, introducing y'all to the all-new American Brewed Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade. Made for days when schedules are empty and coolers are full, Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade is a perfect choice for celebrating good times. Available now in four Heartland-inspired flavors. Check out smithworksusa.com for a store nearest you.
Premium malt beverage with natural flavors. 5% ABV. Copyright 2021 Smithworks Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.